Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh my God, it is Friday. New mercies, things are happening. God is able. We are here. We are here. This is a very, very exciting day for me, guys. And I am so glad that you all are part of the plan and you are here to share and rejoice. In the new beginnings of my journey and my walk for God, man, today is just a day of smiles and being thankful for all that God has done for me. Let us go into a moment of prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning just thanking you. Thanking you for your kindness. Thank you for your gentleness. Thank you for your genuine love. Thank you for keeping us in our right minds, Father God, and for loving on us in a way that we could never love ourselves, Father God, for just embracing us with the moments, the good and the bad, and teaching us to understand that no matter how far we go in life, we know that we cannot go anywhere without you. Father God, we just want to embrace you on this morning and just allow the opportunity to tell you that if it had not been for you, where would I be? Where would we be? What would this world be, Father God? You are definitely worthy to be praised. And we just want to give you all the glory and all of the honor. And just continue to strengthen us, Father God, in our walk. Over the weekend, carry us, cover us. Keep us in perfect peace, Father God. Anything that the enemy has for us, Father God, we ask that you play a hedge of protection around us and that you bind the enemy and those that come with the enemy to jeopardize what you have in store for us, Father God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you just for being who you are. For it is in your precious Son, Jesus' name, we ask and we pray. Amen. I'm not going to be before you long today. I have a slew of things that I have to get done, but I want to come this morning and I want to quickly talk about the spirit of fear, power, and love. So let's quickly go into 2 Timothy 1:7, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Listen, we are now in a time in our life where corruption is heavy, and it seems like we're losing people. And to explain it in a way that it doesn't make sense. But the reason why I love this verse is because God gave us a spirit not to fear. When you are right with the Lord, death is not a bad thing. Death is a rewarding thing. It to be present with the Lord, I can only imagine the beautifulness heaven withholds. It's dangerous out here in the world. You don't know who to trust. You don't know who to love. You don't know who to rely on. You don't know who to talk to. It's like the shoulders that you had when you were growing up as a child. Those shoulders are no more. Like, people are coming with hidden agendas and hidden activities, and everybody's not for your good, and somebody's always trying to manipulate you in the process. But the thing I love about it is that no matter what man does, God's a healer, God's a fixer, God's a deliverer, God's a forgiver. So in 2 Timothy, my understanding, God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. We are responsible for who we become. Let me repeat that again. We are responsible for who we become. If we live in the flesh, we'll die in the flesh. If we live in the spirit, we'll die in the spirit. And I'd much rather die in the spirit than in the flesh. Because what that tells me is that God has full control of me. My steps are being ordered. My pathway is being directed. Listen, you can't get on an airplane and take off and there's debris on the runway. You got to get that debris out of your life. You got to clear the runway in order for God to take you and elevate you where he's getting ready to take you and elevate you. You can't do it on your own. There was a time in your life when you're going to have to bow down and you're going to have to acknowledge God for whom he is. Practice makes perfect. Why not start practicing in your spirit now so that when you get to the Father, you already know what to do. You already know because you've been practicing it. As children, we practice to become a character that we idolized. We mimic things that captivated our attention. You gotta practice. You gotta practice. You gotta practice. Because you have the power. And you've been given the love and the self-control. Well, Brandy, I don't feel like I have it. No, you have it. You just have to activate it. See, I continuously tell people, activate your Wi-Fi. When in need, faith is possible. Activate your Wi-Fi. Connect to the source and allow God to do what only God can do in you. What are you fearing? Do you know that when you fear over your life, you're your biggest setback? God is already reaching for your hand. Why won't you trust him? You trusted man all your life, but you won't trust a God of truth, a God of living. There's no record anywhere that God didn't hold accountability to what he said he would do. There's no record of it. So why do we feel like we can't be all that God is calling us to be? We can't walk in the way that God is calling us to walk. This is our race. Your life is your race. Only you can walk it. Only you can run it. You can have whoever you want on the side of you. But it's your race. It doesn't matter if they finish first. It's still your race. Come out of the darkness into the light. Get where God is trying to place you, to position you. You can't see day for all your dreary nights. And for all your dreary nights, you can't see day. Does that make sense? You're willing to walk blindfolded in the world without God. That makes no sense. I'd rather walk blindfolded with God in the world, because at least I know what I can't see, he can see. What I can't stop, he can stop. What I can't finish, he can finish. Where I can't go, he can go. What I can't do, he can do. Why would you not want to be in the spirit with God on the path that he's positioning you for? I am a diehard Lakers fan. Diehard Lakers fan. I don't care who comes and goes off that team. I'm still rocking with the Lakers. And to lose one of the best basketball players at such a young age, it hurt. It hurt. I named my only son after this man, Kobe Bryant. I named my son after him. And I'm using this analogy because I'm going somewhere with this. Kobe had somewhere to be that day. He had a certain time to get there. But imagine, just imagine for a second, God spoke to him and told him not to go. Not to go. Everybody says, well, when it's your time, it's your time. And I totally agree with that. When it's your time, it's your time. But when it's not your time, whose time is it? And I'm only using this as an analogy because I've been in those situations where I had somewhere to go. I had a certain time to be there. And God spoke to me and said, don't go. And because I heard him say, don't go, I missed. I missed what could have took me. I missed it. They said, oh, well, he went to church with his family before, you know, they got on the plane. I'm sure they did. I'm sure he did. But before he got on that plane to take off, did they pray? We don't know. We don't know. But that man and his child and those other families, they took a horrific suffering, an affliction that they can't get back. Something's got to change. We got to start talking to God more. We got to start listening to God more. We got to start trusting God more. It's not about us. It's not about us. God is a priority over everything. I got to get to this party. No, you just want to go to the party. I ain't going to live no boring life. God didn't say you have to live a boring life. And I'm not saying you have to live a boring life. I'm just saying make God a part of your plan. allow God to position himself to lead you so that you can follow where God wants to take you. God has given us a spirit, but not a fear. We are equipped with power, love, and self-control. You are in charge. You are in charge of you because God has given you the power, the love, and the self-control. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. God is a jealous God. Put nothing before him. Ask God to direct your path. Stop blaming everybody around you. Stop blaming things around you. You are in charge of you. God is in control of you. There is a difference between control and charge. There is a difference between control and charge. You are in charge of you. But God is in control of you. And if you continue to battle God about what God wants to control for your life, you're in trouble. Your spirit is in trouble. Time waits for no man. I would rather live in the spirit than in the flesh. I am your host, Randy Piper and Smith. This has really been a touching devotion for me because I struggled with this very thing for 17 years. Fix it. Adjust it. Align it, and then drive it. Fix it, adjust it, align it, and then drive it. You're in charge of you, but God's in control of you. Pray that you all have a blessed day. I look forward to talking to you on tomorrow. Blessings. Love you all.